tore up newspaper and cleaned out those chimneys to really shine, don't you? And that was one of the house duties, was cleaning those lamps too. Sometimes the wicks had to be trimmed and cleaned off some of that black stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nasty job.
Hmm.
Both was nasty job. That's the reason folks got to play. We got some
That's
electricity.
The reason I got
yeah, it's got electricity and others electric heat where we don't have to steam heat. That was a cold chore, quite a chore.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the daughters of the household had that to do. Even what with our servant, I can't remember our cook cleaning those chimneys. Had it all to do. I don't know why, but...
What about the shelf over there?
The mound?
Uh-huh. Did you ever put things...
Yes. And on our mound, we have something. I've meant to bring it up here, but I haven't. That I prized very highly because my daddy picked up one time and he smoked cigars. And it's a castle, fixed after the old castles in Europe. And it had this thing here and a moat around it and then a smaller little steeple here. And he kept his cigars, it was a cigar stand, he ran across somewhere and the top of it, he kept his cigars in and the matches in this round place here and the ashes in this little moat around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting piece, and I mean to keep it. I haven't brought it off anywhere. But it's a yellow colored, sort of yellow color, and the castle, and that sat on the end of our sitting room mound. That was always there with his cigars and his ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what was on the other end? I expect maybe a vase of flowers, I've forgotten what. And usually I had a clock on the mound, unless you had one hanging old-fashioned clock somewhere else. We had a clock on the middle of the mound. We usually had a clock. We had a Seth Thomas clock.
Yeah.
One in there, I think, is the one probably.
What
right
other kinds
now,
of...
Seth
talk about
top,
some
so
of the other...
Pointed like a steeple, you know, yonder it is and yonder, and then has two things up on the side of it. But, usually you had to have time.
Talked about
I
you know, the windows in your living room. What do you have around the windows?
We had curtains. We've always had curtains. You had shades first.
Mm-hmm.
We had shades that pulled up and down. And then we had curtains. And as I said, in the parlor we had lace curtains. And in the rest of the house, I don't know, I think we had ruffle curtains, very much like we do now. Organdy curtains or something at our windows. And the windows had to get up and down a heap. And of course, as I was a child, we didn't have screens. It was some time before we had screens. And then in the dining room, we had a brush that they brushed across there to keep the flies off of us.
Uh-huh.
You
well,
know,
that's a problem.
We had these that we'd make of papers on a long cane, you know. Cut up pretty papers if we could get some pretty colored papers, so we'd make pretty ones with the thing that they brushed across the table to keep flies off while the family ate, especially if you had company, you had to have a maid. And we had a yard boy that was always barefoot and all, and he'd come in and help when we had company. And he would do that, brush the table. And then he would, the cook would have him bring some of the food in, pass the food, wait on the table. And I remember one time the in-law to the family was there, they had married a niece of my husband. And he looked down and said, oh, good gracious, Willie's barefooted. The yard boy, you know, was barefooted and waiting on the table barefooted. Right? We were used to that, Willie was, but it tickled him very much. He always amused his aunt. Lucy had a butler, but he was barefooted butler. He got a big kick out of my barefooted butler.